This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle. We're on the record. This week, we're taking a look at the jobs recovery here in Washington State as part of our series, The Big Reset. In this segment, we're talking about numbers. And the good news is Washington State is doing all right. The unemployment rate has mirrored the national average at about 7%, even falling below that during the month of August. But it can be easy to talk about numbers and forget what we're really talking about is people. While the Washington State's recovery is going well, there's still uncertainty for many. Brett Klub is a state employee and a member of the Washington Federation of State Employees. And for Brett, the recovery doesn't feel like the right word yet.
You know, we haven't gotten a raise since July 1st, 2008. And when we negotiated raises this last time in our contract, the legislature refused to fund them. I don't know how you can call that an improvement.
Brett didn't want to name the institution he works for, but his government job is facing a possible downsizing.
My entire statewide unit were given layoff notices at the beginning of September. It's hard to think forward, which is the part of my job that I'm in right now. I'm looking forward to the year ahead, and that's what I'm planning for. But I don't know if that is actually going to, if I'm going to be doing the work that I'm planning for, if someone else is going to do it, or if it's just not ever going to get done. It's really hard. It's like being in limbo.
Joining us with more, Annalise Vance Sherman. She's Washington's regional labor economist. Annalise, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So this jobs recovery that we've seen, is it uniform across the state?
No, the experience of the recovery really depends to a very large extent where you live. We've been seeing a pretty respectable recovery in Washington State as a whole, but that's really been centered in the Seattle metropolitan area for the most part.
Now, how about Spokane? That's another big city. Is it in cities versus rural? How's it split?
For the most part, I would agree with that statement. It really has been the urban counties that have been experiencing the most job growth. Rural counties have been experiencing much slower growth. But as far as Washington State, the most growth is where our largest city is, which
sure,
really has been in Seattle, in King and Snohomish counties.
Now, why is that? Is that because of the types of jobs that are in urban areas versus rural areas? Are the jobs in urban areas picking up more quickly than those you might get in a rural area?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the particular industries that we find in urban areas. First of all, we have a lot of diversity in the Seattle metropolitan area and other urban counties throughout the state. When the recovery first started, we saw a lot of the jobs emerging from manufacturing and professional and business services in particular. This is when the jobs started coming back in about 2010. Particularly the manufacturing aerospace sector was...
i.e. Boeing
and a lot of other suppliers
the
area.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a lot of the hiring. And so that's where a lot of that initial boost was coming from. And clearly when we're talking about aerospace manufacturing, a lot of that is in the Puget Sound area.
Now, what kind of new jobs are being created? Aerospace jobs tend to be pretty good jobs, but are they primarily those kinds of jobs, or are they primarily low-wage service jobs?
Well, it really depends on the way in which you look at it. So when we look at the industries that have been coming back from this recession, we saw initially a lot of the jobs coming from manufacturing, professional and business services. In the last several months, we've been seeing a lot of the jobs coming back in leisure and hospitality and retail, which has a bit of a different wage level and type of work associated with it. When we look at occupational projections, the types of occupations that we're expecting the most growth in on a percentage basis tend to be in construction.
Which are high-paying jobs. Those are good jobs.
They tend to be high-paying jobs. We also expect to see a lot of growth in computer and mathematical occupations, i.e. a lot of the STEM.
Right.
Healthcare is another bright spot where we're expecting a lot of occupational growth. But if you're looking at the absolute number of jobs that we're looking at, not necessarily where we're experiencing a lot of growth, but where there's a lot of turnover, a lot of, in absolute number, where we're expecting a lot of the jobs is in the lower paid fields, would be more in retail sales, cashiers, fast food, child care, and so forth.
And those jobs are necessary, and many people need those jobs. But I'm wondering if you took a pie chart and looked at it, and one part of the pie chart were lower-paying service jobs, and the other part of the pie chart were higher-paying jobs, and you looked at a snapshot of that today, how would it compare to, like, before the recession, and how would it compare to the future? Are we moving in the direction of more lower-paying jobs or more higher-paying jobs, or is it about the same?
Well, actually, the Census Bureau just released some numbers yesterday looking at what incomes were doing over the last couple years. And what we saw in the Seattle area is that the median household income was about $65,000 per year, which is not any different from what we saw in 2011. But when you go back to 2008, that's down from about $70,000 on a 2012 inflation-adjusted basis.
Annalise,
so we have seen a decrease in incomes.
She's Annalise Vance Sherman. She's Washington's regional labor economist. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
This is The Record on KUOW.